Lennon McCartney composition, She's Leaving Home, holds up a mirror to the middle-class family with their story about the girl, the she who runs away from home. The time lapse is 2 days. The first verse tells us the when and where and that the who is a woman. Only at the end of it do we get to know that she is the daughter. We still don't have a definitive answer, but we aren't confused either. The action is direct and crystal clear. Wednesday morning at 5 o'clock as the day begins. Friday morning in between we are treated to a kind of mini film. The daughter goes to her freedom via the stairs and through the back door away to a rendezvous with her lover. The mother in a dressing gown reads the note and we hear how the parents are confused, followed by McCartney's comment. Yes, little girls grow up and leave home after living alone for so many years. This view of generational conflict is both universal and timeless. There was undoubtedly an image in mind of how the song should develop, and we must wholeheartedly agree. The transfer of it to the audience was completely successful. The song was largely composed by McCartney and was, according to Sir Paul, inspired by a report in the Daily Mirror, the themes. The vague hope for a better future with a man from the motor trade who we cannot expect to turn out to be the one. The insecurity of the teenage girl and the incomprehension of the parents. The failure of both generations is also given musical shape by the violins. The text that refers to the daughter is accompanied by the elongated tones of a legato bowed and more emotional cello. Where the parents are concerned, we hear a pushy staccato. The whole thing has been called a mazurka, a kind of three-quarter time with a heroic character, with Friedrich Chopin as grandmaster in this style. But in case you want to disseminate this knowledge during a pleasant gathering with less classically trained people, prefer to use the term a rather slow and slowly moving waltz, which of course has also been thought about.